Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the title of this show may sound a bit over the top, but to be perfectly honest, liberalism is in fact becoming a crime. Liberalism is in fact, at very least, an ideology that supports criminal activity while trying to vilify or not support those in favor of the law. And that's just as simple as that. And it doesn't mean anything more than a concentrated effort, to not only defy the unjustifiable, but at the same time, knock down our constitutional laws, our personal rights, any law they can think of that does not fit their ideology or their agenda. And it's getting worse by the day. Now, when I say it's a crime, at very least, it's a criminal institution. At very least, it supports criminals. And that's being kind, to be perfectly honest, because I do think it's becoming a criminal institution. Now, in order for us to really get to the bottom of it, we have to go all the way back to the George Floyd BLM protest / riot. And I want you to all realize that at the time, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, all of the news networks were touting a narrative that this was a peaceful protest. Oh, there may have been a few bad actors, one or two, just one or two here or there. Who can forget the CNN correspondent standing in front of a blazing building saying it's mostly peaceful down here while a building is burning behind him? Now, the narrative from the very beginning was no matter what is going on around you, those people are justified. But there really was no justification because, you see, here's the deal. People who really wanted to support what they thought was a just cause, let's at least give some people the benefit of the doubt. Let's say that the vast majority of people that were involved in those protests and riots truly and honestly thought that George Floyd was wrongfully murdered by a police officer for no other reason than he was black, which there was no evidence ever shown that this had anything to do with race whatsoever. Wasn't brought up in the trial. Wasn't even alleged by the prosecution. But let's just say that their feeling was that George Floyd was targeted because he was a black male and the police officers were racist. Then I would assume that the very first thing you do is you take your protest signs and you take your bullhorns and you take all of the people onto the bus and you drive to the local police stations and you stand outside of them and you protest. And perhaps you do holler some things that are not exactly what you would call politically correct. Perhaps you demand people step down. Perhaps you demand reform. You may even chant no justice, no peace. Here's what you don't do. You don't set fire to Wendy's because Wendy's had nothing to do with it. You don't loot black businesses and haul out all kinds of Nikes and Nintendo Switches and game systems and television sets and jewelry. Because that, of course, is a crime. And you are then actually reaffirming that the vast majority of people who support George Floyd are criminals. That's what you're doing. So that's not a protest, folks. That is a reaffirmation that there are a lot of criminals who support George Floyd, because in doing what you're doing, that is a criminal activity. You cannot break into someone's store and steal things, even if you think there's been a terrible injustice done to you. And anyone clear thinking who was truthfully out for justice and had a righteous cause of saying, we feel that George Floyd should not have died on that day, and that police officer acted recklessly and perhaps with some racism, understands that and would have held a peaceful protest out in front of police stations, maybe out in front of, justice halls, something. They wouldn't have burned Wendy's to the ground. They wouldn't have looted television stores and jewelry stores and sneaker outlets. Why would they do that? I'll tell you why. Because these are criminals who were looking for an excuse to steal and say our cause is justified. And this was the time that our leaders, people who wanted to be our leaders at least, should have said, no, this is not the way justice works in the United States of America. Anyone breaking into a store, anyone caught setting fires, anyone vandalizing, anyone attacking people, you are criminals. You are not protesters. And you are going to be held to the account of the law. Is that what they did? No. As a matter of fact, Kamala Harris and her organization helped bail people out. Oh, their cause is justified. At one point, she literally said, this is not going to end, nor should it. Nor should it. That's what she said. She's the vice president of the United States now. And she said the looting, the burning, the violence should not stop and will not stop. Does that sound like someone who respects the rule of law? Not to me. We had an autonomous zone set up in Portland where they literally took over an entire city block, including a police precinct, which is government property. And what did their mayor say? Maybe it'll just be a summer of love as they're passing out assault rifles and saying, if any police step foot across this line that we have, these fences we have put up, they will be shot. That is a direct threat to kill a law enforcement officer. Women were raped there. People were shot there. And when they were lying there dying, the powers that be said, we don't know if we're going to let an ambulance in. We might not. It depends. Does that sound like following the rule of law? Does that sound like a summer of love? No, it doesn't. And yet the mayor certainly supported them. So this is where it begins, that the liberalism, which in my opinion is a mental disorder, began to support criminal activity. Now the question is why? Well, part of that is because they wanted civil unrest. But it doesn't just end with those riots. They then said, well, cash bail is putting people in jail for a longer time than they should. It's cluttering up the jails and the prisons. So what we're going to do is we're going to release a good amount of them with no cash bail. Initially, they said, this is going to be people who are caught with a tiny bit of marijuana when it was illegal, or maybe they, you know, had some child support payments that they were past due on, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And we're not going to make them pay $10,000 because they can't pay $10,000, and they'll just sit in jail. And why have the guy in jail? He's a very, very low risk to do anything. Okay, he was smoking a joint. Okay, he owes his baby mama some money. But, sitting him in jail for months because he can't afford bail doesn't seem right. Well, that doesn't seem irrational. However, they lied to you. And they started letting out people who assaulted people with knives, raped people, child molesters. major drug traffickers. And when questioned about it, one DA said, look, are people that we let out going to go out there and commit more crimes? Is someone going to get killed as a result of this policy? Yes, of course, it's inevitable. But that does not negate the need for this cause. So in other words, what he's saying, to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs. And unfortunately, the eggs that are bitten broken are innocent women and children and men who are just for a reason. Now, the liberals know this, and they could have easily stuck to their guns and said, yes, if you're a few thousand dollars in debt in child support, yes, if you have trace amounts of, you know, some kind of narcotic on you, yeah, if you did some minor infraction, if you shoplifted, you know, something, we're going to let you out, pending, you know, your hearing. But if you assault someone, if you have a history of some sort of assault, if you're a major drug dealer, if you have a history of sexual assault or child molestation or whatever, I'm sorry, you're rotten in jail. That's all they had to say. Because fear is their tool, folks, and they greatly understand that the less you go out, the less you assimilate, the less you talk to people, the more they control you. So now there are people in New York City and in California and other Chicago and other big places saying, I barely leave my house. I'm afraid. And they like it that way. They like it that way. They're supporting it. They are literally turning criminals into a positive for their party. Now, I know this sounds a little bit off the charts, but think about it for a minute. What rational person would let a man who attempted to murder his mother out onto the streets with no bail? It's exactly what happened in New York City. And you know what that man did? He just randomly attacked some poor Asian woman and almost beat her to death in front of a building. What rational person would let that man out? And what would be the reason for it? There's no answer to that question. Ask yourself, would you let somebody like that out? Or would that be the one person that you say, well, no, you're a violent offender. You can't go back out onto the street. In the meantime, however, it's perfectly okay to lock up people who are attempting to defend their homes against the BLM rioters. Oh, then the DA was very keen on putting that couple in jail. You dared to pull out a gun? When the 85 people who broke through your gate and threatened to kill your wife and your dog was ready to climb up on your porch, you dared to pull a gun? Did any of them have a gun? No, but there were 80 of them. Oh, still? How dare you? You think your possessions are worth more than their lives? Were you willing to put a bullet in one of them because they broke your gate? No. He was willing to put a bullet in them because they threatened to kill his wife and his dog. Ask yourself what you would do. According to the liberals, guess you got to let your wife and dog bite the dust. Because they're a righteous cause. And of course, killing you and a dog is going to help the George Floyd cause. Does that sound rational? Does that sound remotely rational to you? Of course it doesn't. And yet somehow, to the liberal left, that sounds rational. Let out the man who tried to murder his mother, put the people in jail who tried to defend their home. But it gets even far worse than that because, of course, the BLM rioters, they're all 100% justified in burning buildings, 100% justified in looting. Hell, let's bail them out. You're going to jail for looting? Bail them out. At the same time, of course, on January 6th, when people broke into the Capitol building with no weapons, did not set it on fire, did not injure anyone, did cause some vandalism, and certainly were trespassing, those people got to go to jail, not just jail, under jail, where when one man literally broke his leg, no medical treatment for you, my friend. You just lay there and suffer. And think about what you did. However, the guy who shot David Dorn to death and all the people who surrounded a man who was bleeding to death on the sidewalk and decided they would live stream him his dying gasps on YouTube, they're not criminals. They're freedom fighters. By the way, David Dorn was a black man, so please explain to me how Black Lives Matter defends that action. But they do justify the means. Civil unrest, that's what we need. Let the criminals out onto the street. Drive the people, the good, hardworking people, back inside. Make them fear for their lives. If it's not COVID, it's going to be crime. Whatever it takes to make sure that you live in fear for yourself or your loved ones, that's what the Democratic Party supports. And they live in an alternate reality. Just recently, AOC said, there's no such thing as smash and grab. That's made up. There's no evidence of any smash and grab. It's just not happening. The facts don't bear it out. Now, unless you think she is 100% brain dead, which I guess is a possibility, then you know she's lying and she knows she's lying. Videotape evidence does not lie. We have it. We have time and time and time again. Mobs of people breaking into Nordstrom's, breaking into this place, breaking into a Walgreens, stealing all kinds of stuff. It is organized. We know that people are actually taking this stuff and fencing it. We know that people are making laundry lists and saying, hey, if you guys are going to go out and loot tonight or shoplift, here's the things that you can bring to me that I'll bring to a flea market or something or sell online. It's organized crime. AOC says it doesn't exist. Nope, sorry, it doesn't exist. We have video evidence. Nope, don't want to see it. Yeah, but it's video. Nope, doesn't exist. Is that rational? You see, in the minds of these liberals, you cannot believe what you see. You only have to believe what they say. Wear your masks or you'll die. Joe Biden's running around wearing no mask. Oh, how come he's not wearing a mask? Oh, he was. No, actually he was. Oh, he was. Dr. Fauci says, oh, everybody coming into this country, I don't care who they are, must have a test, must be vaccinated, must quarantine. Excuse me, does that include people crossing the border? No, that's a totally different situation. Oh, does that sound rational? Does that sound rational? So now they're making up laws and saying you must follow the law, but we're going to selectively choose who doesn't have to. So the laws are only for certain people now. The laws are only meant for certain people. Translate that into Republicans, conservatives. Now here is where I may lose some of you, because I know a good deal of my listeners and a good deal of people I talk to on a regular basis and a good deal of people in the Republican or conservative parties truly and honestly think that the charges that were made against the parents of this school shooter, the Crumbleys, is justified. I'm going to tell you why I believe in my heart of hearts it is not. They're being charged with involuntary manslaughter. Now, if you want to make the argument to me that these brain-dead parents, knowing their child had a history of threatening violence, drawing very violent artwork, threatening to shoot people, threatening to kill people, and still bought them a gun, or at least bought a gun, not 100% sure whether it was directly for him, but bought a gun. Thought that was a good idea. Of course it's not a good idea. It's a terrible idea. It's an awful idea. Parenting, it's downright dangerous. However, do not be fooled, because this is the left attempting to set a precedent. Because if the Crumbleys are convicted, They're going to be convicted under the assumption that you should have known. You are guilty because you should have known that there was a propensity for great violence if you did what you did. That's what they're going to say. Your actions, which is buying a gun, contributed to the murder of all of these students, and you should have known that that action may in fact do that. Should have known. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen next. If they're convicted, you wait and see what happens right afterwards. They're going to say, Donald Trump was well aware that there were certain elements of his supporters, vis-a-vis the Proud Boys or whatever, and some other fringe groups who had made threats to show up at that rally and do some things. Okay, maybe there was just a small handful, but he was well aware of it. And he still held the rally. And he still said, go to the Capitol. And he should have known. He should have known that there were some people who made threats, and he should have known that those people were in the crowd, and he should have known that his actions by saying go to that Capitol could result in something bad happening, and that is why he is guilty. That's what they're going to do. So before you jump all over this case like a moron and say, oh good, these stupid parents are going to jail, just you remember they're setting a precedent to take your guns away, to frame everybody that they can, vis-a-vis you should have known. Let me ask you a question. Are they going to do that to the DA in the case of the Waukesha Christmas massacre? Are they going to say, why'd you let this guy on $1,000 bail after he tried to run his wife over with a car? You should have known. You letting him out and not even taking away his license contributed to the death of those people. Therefore, you need to go to jail for the same thing. Involuntary manslaughter. Is that going to happen? No, it's not going to happen. Did Bernie Sanders go to jail or any of the Democratic Party when they were all saying, you need to do something about these people? You see these Republicans chase them, do this, and a man shot a whole bunch of them on a ball field, damn near killed Steve Scalise? Did we say, well, your rhetoric, I'm sorry. You're the one who was calling for rhetoric, and that man did it, so unfortunately, you're going to be held responsible. No. No, they didn't. So again, it's going to be selective enforcement of this law. The Crumbleys will go to jail because they were dumb enough to buy their stupid, insane kid a gun. But the DA won't go to jail who was stupid enough to let a man who tried to run his wife over, he did run his wife over with a car, out on $1,000 bail and not even revoke his license. How about all the people who said, no justice, no peace? You go. You go, rioters. That's right. This is, you know what this is? This is justified violence. And oh, they're looting? Oh, they're burning down buildings? That's just compensation for the way they've been treated. They're owed that. Okay, well, you fueled all that then. Kamala Harris going to be held for involuntary manslaughter because maybe some of the people she bailed out later on killed somebody? She should have known. They're very violent. They set fire to buildings. See, they're going to try to set a precedent with these people. Now, I'm no fan of these people. I'm not defending what they did. They're idiots. They're complete idiots. And if you can show me that they said, hey, you go, boy, here's a gun. You want to go to school and shoot some people? Go right ahead. Then they're complicit. But if they're just so stupid that they said, my son's never going to do that. He talks about that, but he's not going to do that. We're going to buy him a gun, teach him gun safety. Maybe he'll go do some target practicing, get all that shit out of his system, and he'll grow up. He's only 15. He says crap. He's not really going to do it. Okay, maybe they're stupid. Maybe they misjudged their child. Maybe they should be charged with something such as failing to secure their handgun or contributing to, the delinquency of a minor or whatever the hell you want to charge them with. But murder? That is one short little step away from saying Donald Trump is directly responsible for January 6th, whether he said be peaceful or not, because he knew there were elements in there that weren't. And you wait and see. If the Crumbleys are convicted, they're going to use that case and say, well, equal application of the law. We convicted the Crumbleys, and they didn't technically go to the school and murder anybody, nor did they tell anybody to go to the school and murder somebody, but their reckless actions led to it. Donald Trump's reckless actions of holding that rally, despite the fact that he knew there were elements in there that could get violent, is the same thing. That's what they're going to do. So you better think twice before you're cheering the fact that these parents are going to be charged with involuntary manslaughter. It's just one more way they can get to try to take the guns away from law-abiding citizens. Keys in your car. And somebody steals your car and runs over a bunch of people. Are you then, in fact, involuntary manslaughter? Because you were an idiot and left your keys in the car? No. We can't have this, because I'm telling you, it's a slippery slope, and they're going to use this against you. Now, in the meantime, the Biden administration's breaking all kinds of constitutional laws. They don't care. Vaccine mandates, forced vaccines, all kinds of things. Judges are saying it's unconstitutional. It's just, fuck you. We're doing it anyway. Is that respect for the law? Is that respect for the constitutional laws? No. No, it is not. But now let's talk about the opposite. Let's talk about how they're trying to vilify the law-abiding citizens. First, they want to defund the police. Now, they can spin this any way they want to and say, we never really meant that. It was a very poor use of the word defund. We really may allocate other funds to other elements of law enforcement. No, you're a lying sack of crap. You all said we don't want police. We want some kind of civilian force. Some people even suggested we're going to turn it over to the gang members. Let the gang members police their own areas. Oh, yeah, that's a brilliant idea. That is just brilliant. You'd be better off turning it over to the mob than you would a bunch of gang members. Oh, that's a good idea. That's what I think that's what we'll do. Defund those police. Well, when the defund the police thing hit the shitter, because no one wanted that, even Democrat voters, they said, uh-oh, we effed up. We don't really want to defund the police, folks. We were just kidding. Defund the police. How silly. No, no, no. We just want to allocate funds different places in the police. That's all. That's all. Then they said, by the way, if you are a police officer and you refuse to take the shot, And who do you think the majority of people who refuse to take that shot probably are? There are people who say, I don't trust my government. There are people who say, I don't trust the vaccine. There are people who say, I don't trust this current administration, even though Trump started the vaccines. Trump always said, well, it's voluntary. Take it if you want to take it. If you feel you need to take it, take it. I think it's a good idea, but if you don't, you don't. Well, I'd say the great majority of people who say, I'm not getting this vaccine, are probably Republicans, are probably people who would resist future orders from the government. So if they get out all of the people in law enforcement that would resist future orders from the government, that's the same thing as defunding the police, because what you're really doing is you're going to restock the police with people. If you told them, go out and put a bullet in the head of every person wearing a MAGA hat, they would say, yes, master. Yes, master. That's what you want. You don't want a real police force. See, you don't want them to actually enforce the law. That's not what you want. You want them to enforce your laws. You want them to do your bidding. So how do you weed those people out? Well, you give them a direct order. And if they say, I'm not doing it, those are people who probably won't do something worse than that. And you don't want them. So out they go. And we'll replace them with people who say, yes, I'll take the shot. Yes, I'll go out and beat down Trump supporters. Yes, I'll go out and arrest the people who aren't wearing masks. And next thing you know, you're Australia, where the cops are literally hauling people into internment camps. And yes, it's an internment camp. Don't damn. This semantic game is over with me. I told you already that the liberals play these games where they change the definition of words to suit themselves. They did it with infrastructure. They did it with all kinds of other words, with racism, everything. They changed the whole definition of it. And now all of a sudden, these facilities for people who have to isolate from COVID to keep their family safe on a strictly voluntary basis, they're internment camps. You don't believe me? Well, then how come when people leave, they escaped? You don't escape from some place you voluntarily went to. These people have escaped from the facility and the police are actively hunting them down. Does that sound like a voluntary situation to you? And what police officer in God's green earth would hunt down someone who voluntarily left? Unless, of course, they are just pawns of the government and they'll do whatever the government says. Remember the Nazi soldiers? You know what they did with the Nazi soldiers who said, I'm not putting Jews in a ditch and firing on innocent women and children. I think that's going too far. Okay, you're gone. You're no longer needed. Your services are not needed because we can find some psychopath who will. Well, that's what they're doing with the police force. You don't want to take the vaccine? You don't want to follow government orders? You're gone. We're going to replace you with somebody who says, sure, I'll follow any order you want me to follow. That's a very dangerous situation, folks. Recently, there was a young college grad who was stabbed just a couple days ago, stabbed right outside his university, stabbed to death. Eyewitnesses said this man was literally laughing in hysterical as he's stabbing this poor guy who's screaming, why, why? There was no reason. He didn't even know the guy. He didn't rob him. That young guy died on the sidewalk with his last words being, why? Why? This guy was let out of jail as a violent gang member who had assaulted a whole bunch of people before. Do you think that's an accident? Yourself. This is why this show is called Common Sense in a World of Insanity. Ask yourself a question. If you were in charge, would you let a man out of jail who had violently attacked someone in a homicidal manner previously? And I don't mean after 10 years. I mean after a day or two. I'd just go. Would you do that? While at the same time, you're trying to get people into jail who just defended their property. Or got very mad because they thought the election was rigged and broke a few windows. Those people need to rot in jail for the rest of their goddamn lives. But this psychopathic gang member who had previously assaulted people with deadly weapons is out to kill this young guy, and he stabbed a couple other people too. You think that's an accident? I want you to think about that long and hard. Do you think that these people who are defending their property or these people who trespassed, and yes, they did commit some vandalism, do you think these people deserve to be under the jail forever while these other people are being let out that molested children, that attacked their mother, that ran their wife over with a car, that stabbed other people? Do you think they're the ones who need to walk in the sunlight? How often do you see CNN or MSNBC highlight these people? You know what they said about the Waukesha Christmas massacre? An SUV ran down some people. Yeah, an SUV did it. No, not a man. See, if that had been a white guy running down BLM protesters, what you would have heard was white supremacist takes his vehicle and purposely mows down innocent people only trying to protest injustice in our country. This is why white supremacy is the number one problem in the world. Well, I got a newsflash for you. This guy was a black supremacist. He hated white people. He clearly had it all over his walls of his social media. And he was a repeat offender. And you don't hear peep about it. Instead, it's just an SUV who did it. And you're telling me that's not supporting criminals? Oh, but Kyle Rittenhouse, who didn't shoot one black guy, he's a white supremacist. He needs to go to jail forever. He killed two innocent men who just raped nine-year-olds and beat their wives on a regular basis and brandished guns that they didn't have a permit for. He needs to go to jail forever. This moron who ran down children, he was probably just mad about injustice in the world. Okay, maybe he went a little too far. But I mean, that's their attitude. I'm telling you, that's their attitude. You are not safe. You are not safe. Your children are not safe. Your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, your daughter, whatever. You're not safe in America under this administration. Because this administration clearly supports the wrongdoers. And any attempt at self-defense is being enacted as criminal. And it's not being done by accident. It's being done on purpose. And you are a potential victim. I don't care where you live. Used to be, well, I don't really live in a really urban area. I live a little out in the country in the suburbs. It's, you know, nope. Sorry, you're not safe. Because when there is no repercussions for crime, what do you think is going to happen? If we lived in an idealistic world of the dreamland of the far left, everything is legal, but you're a good person, so you won't do it. But that's not the way life works. See, I was recently talking to a friend, and I said, you know, if they legalized theft tomorrow, if they said, you're okay to go into a store, and which they basically have, you're okay to go into a store and steal up to a certain amount that's, you know, and we're not even going to fine you for it, I still wouldn't take it. And the reason I wouldn't take it is it's not mine! And it would be great if the whole world was like that, right? But the whole world is not like that. And a good amount of people say, oh boy, open season. Terrific. Let's get a bunch of people and go down to Nordstrom's and just raid the son of a bitch. Let's go out on the street and kill some people that we just don't like the looks on their faces. Just because we want to know what it's like to kill somebody, or we got inner rage. Let me just go beat some poor Asian woman half to death because, why not? Something to do on a Friday afternoon. Makes me feel good. I'm not going to get busted for it. I got the government on my side. They'll let me write out before the police even complete the paperwork. So there's no repercussions. If there's no repercussions, I got a newsflash. Crime goes up. Do you honestly think in your wildest dreams that the liberals don't know that? The main flaw of the Republican Party and the Conservative Party and all of their supporters is they are content to just sit back and say, the Democrats are dumb. They're not dumb. You're greatly underestimating them, and that's their weapon. They're doing this on purpose. Every single thing you see is being done on purpose. You're being lied to constantly by the news. You're being lied to constantly by medical professionals. Dr. Fauci literally says about all of his COVID demands, well, if you argue with me, you're arguing with science. I want you to look up the definition of science. Science is a constant argument. That's what science is. Science is we have a theory and we're attempting to disprove that theory because science is ever-changing. So instead of Fauci saying you can't argue with science, no, that's what you constantly do with science. That's how science works. Apparently, Dr. Fauci don't know that. Oh, well, wait a minute. Yeah, he must. So he can give you that line. He thinks you don't know. Now, look what happened to the parents who were saying, look, we don't want critical race theory taught in our schools. The FBI was sicked on them. These are domestic terrorists. They're attempting to stop us from indoctrinating your children, their children. They are domestic terrorists. I want you to answer me a question. If someone threatened the safety of your child or their mental health, would you be mad? Would you be mad enough to threaten them? I bet you would. But most of the parents didn't even threaten. They threatened to pull their kid out of school. They threatened to vote them out of office. And yes, one or two of them got out of hand and said, you know, we know where you live or whatever, but still. What do you mean we know where you live? CNN was giving out addresses. They gave out Tucker Carlson's address for a mob to go to his house and terrorize his wife. They literally gave his home address. Are they domestic terrorists? Merrick Garland says, no, no, no. Silly, stupid people. Here's what happened. We were told by the Board of Education that there were threats being made against members of school boards in various locations, terroristic threats. And we said, well, we'll look into them. Just please send us a formal complaint, and then we'll have the FBI look into them. Because we can't have people saying, we're going to blow up your house, or we're going to come to your house and burn it down. That's domestic terrorist threats. As far as people yelling and screaming and saying they don't want their children taught this, or they disagree with policies, or they disagree with someone's ability to be a member of the school board, that's protected speech. That's fine. We don't want to target any of those people. And we never would have done it if the school board hadn't written us with these horror stories. That's what he told Congress. He's a lying sack of shit. Because then they found out that his own DOJ wrote to the Board of Education requesting that they do that. So that would give them the excuse to investigate parents, their taxes, their finances, their past history, as far as their criminal history, everything, their bank accounts, everything. And it was the DOJ who wrote the school board and told them to do it, not vice versa. Merrick Garland lied to Congress. Is he going to be charged with lying to Congress? No, because you know what he's going to say. My words were taken out of context. I suggest that's what you do, folks. If you ever commit a crime, flat out, and you confess it, then just say no. My words were taken out of context. My actions were taken out of context. Actually, shoplifting. I was bringing that object out into the sunlight so I could see it better. And then I figured, well, you know what? The light's better at home. I'll take it home and I'll give it a good exam. See if my wife likes it. If she doesn't like it, I'll drive it back to the store and put it back on the shelf. I'm sorry you misconstrued that as shoplifting. All I was really trying to do was be a careful consumer. Be wise with my money. I guess that's okay. That's fine. Of course, you don't have to make an excuse if it's under $7.50. You can just have it. You can just have it. It's out of control, folks. But it's not out of control because the Democrats and the liberals are stupid. Control? Because that is a design. That is the plan. That's the end game. Scare you to death. I know people who say, I won't let my wife go shopping without me. I used to let my wife go grocery shopping or my girlfriend go grocery shopping. No way. If I'm not with her, she's not going. Is that any way to live? And then you have the Hollywood elite saying stupid things like, oh, big deal, your car got broken into. You know how many times my car's been broken into, but my car doesn't define who I am. I've had my car broken into 10, 12 times. It's no big deal. Welcome to living in the city. This is no big deal. Your car doesn't define who you are. Yeah, moron, because you can afford to buy one every single time the son of a bitch is broken into. But how about the guy who can't? You don't care about him. Seth Rogen. You don't give one goddamn about the guy whose life savings went into that car, do you? No, you do not. And you think the Democratic Party is the party of the working people? When people from that party are making those kind of statements? You had people on Thanksgiving say, serve spaghetti. You don't need a turkey. Maybe if you don't serve turkey, so many people won't come to your house and spread COVID. Just have some spaghetti. It's cheap. That's all you need. Yeah, they're really the party of the working people. Mom and pop stores are being broken into, looted, robbed, just flat out robbed, where people just walk in and say, hi, how are you? Nice day. Yeah, I'm taking these things because you can't stop me. Okay. Well, there goes my my profits for the day. I don't know what my kids are going to eat because I was hoping to make some profit and maybe buy some groceries, but you just took $750 out of my draw technically. So, I mean, is that next? If you can take $750 to $950 worth of items, can you take $750 or $950 in cash from the draw? What's the difference? What's the difference? Maybe I should just walk into a bank and say, please give me $750. I don't have an account with you, but there is no law that says I can't take $750. So I want my $750. Is that okay? You're taking food right out of the mouths of mom and pop. You don't care. As a matter of fact, that's part of the plan. Let's destroy mom and pop. Oh, the big companies, they can write it off on their taxes. It's all right. Mom and pop can't. Mom and pop are not going to be able to survive. And that's the way they want it. I have a Chinese restaurant by my house. They used to say, if you go in and you get at least two dinner specials, you'll get a free 2-liter soda. The other day they put up a big sign saying, due to the rising prices of this, we can no longer offer you that. So you have to buy your own soda. Now, a guy like me, I can afford to buy my own soda. It was never a big deal. If I wanted to go in there, I would have paid for the soda. But there are going to be people who say, well, it's not such a good deal anymore. And that fed my whole family, and plus we had our drink. We're going to have to try to budget our money better. And that does not include coming here. So who loses? Those people who can't afford it and the restaurant who now is not seeing their business. Fast food places, the it's going up astronomically to the point where a family can't afford to go anymore. Guess what that's going to lead to? Less business, less hiring. What they would like for you to do is to just all work for them. All government jobs. You work for us. You are our useful idiots. You march to our drum. How dare you try to independently succeed in this country? Don't you know you need the government? If we don't authorize you, you ain't succeeding. Criminals on you? If we have to let the people out of jail with no bond so they come and burn your store down or loot or just flat-out shoplift and you get shot in the process, you know, got to break some eggs to make an omelet. AOC says it doesn't exist. It's a pigment of everybody's imagination. I'll tell you what to think. You see Joe Biden without a mask? No, you didn't. Yeah, but I really, no, excuse me. No, you didn't. Yeah, well, I have a store and they literally brush. No, they didn't. Yes, they did. They came in. No, shh. No, they is the left-wing party of this country. Are you going to allow this to happen to you? I don't care if you're a Democrat. I just heard a Democrat on the news, whose name I do not know, but he is a representative from New York, say AOC is out of her mind. The Democratic Party has lost their mind. Where are all the Democrats? Where are all the old school Democrats who used to be working? They no longer exist. This is what that man was saying. And he's right. your party was invaded. I told people that long before I had this show. I told people your Democratic Party is being invaded by socialists, communists, and Marxists. And pretty soon they're going to push out all of the actual Democrats. And you're either going to march to their drum or you're going to be crushed or primaried or whatever. When someone's as unintelligent as Ilhan Omar or AOC or any of that squad, none of which you could put the squad together, not one single one of them should have gotten two votes. But they did. Amazing, right? And suddenly they rule. Not Nancy Pelosi, not Chuck Schumer, not any of those people. They rule. Oh, I married my brother to skirt immigration laws? Fuck you. I'm an elitist. I'll do what I want. Let's see you try to do it. Oh, I gave a lot of my campaign funds to my husband and funneled it through a business? So what? I'm an elite. I'll do what I want. Let's see you try to do it. You see their attitude, oh, I have private security so that no one will ever bother me. You better not even carry a weapon, a legal weapon. If you do, you are a terrorist. That's their game, folks. You are now being overseen by an elitist group of very dangerous people who want this lawless fear tactic, do what we say or you will be crushed sort of philosophy. We will crush you financially, we will crush you physically, and we will crush you mentally. You will see what we say you see, you will not see what you say you see. You will do what we say, not what we do. We set the rules, you obey them, they're not for us. Let them eat cake. That's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at. Liberalism is now basically a criminal organization. They will look at Hunter Biden. What do you think would happen if the FBI found a laptop filled with underage girls naked on your laptop and also all kinds of drug dealing activities? What do you think would happen to you if you were a local politician and they found out you were taking graft money and funneling it through your father or something or selling access to your father who happened to be a higher politician? You're done. Hunter Biden's on a book tour. Hunter Biden's an artiste. Hunter Biden's having art exhibits because he's untouchable. And if you say something, if you say this doesn't sound right, you're being a terrorist. You're anti-government. You are radical. You're a threat to this country because you're questioning your government. See where this is heading, folks? This is far worse than you ever thought because it's not about a bunch of stupid people, although there are some stupid people in that party. It's not about them. It's about an organized plan to fundamentally change this country into a third world nation where the government rules you and you do what they say. From the inception of these ridiculous lockdowns and these mask mandates, when there were hundreds and thousands of doctors saying, it's not going to help. It's not going to help. What happened to those people? They were silenced. Is that legal in this country? I thought we had freedom of speech. Pull them off all social media. Refuse to allow them a venue to talk. Their words cannot be heard, says the government. Why? Why can their words not be heard? Because it interferes with the plan. Yeah, well, that's going against the Constitution of the United States of America. We don't care. We don't care because you're a criminal organization. The very, very few handful of actual Democrats that still exist, they're bailing. Like this guy I just heard on television. Oh, he still has the D next to his name, but he's saying this party is out of its mind. I refuse to abandon my party. I want to bring back what we used to be. I'm going to turn Republican, but I'm not them. And I understand, and I stand with the Republicans who are saying, you're out of your mind. You're a threat to the United States of America and its citizens, and that's what they are. No one in the world would support people who break into buildings, set it on fire, kill people. No one would support that. No one would let people out of jail who raped children. Did you ever hear one time on CNN them saying one of the Rittenhouse victims had raped several nine-year-old boys? No, you never heard that. You heard he's an angel. He's a saint. He ran after a man who was firing a pistol in a desperate attempt to save others and put his own life in peril. Yeah, I'm sure he did that. I'm sure he's so heroic while he's raping a poor nine-year-old boy. But you didn't hear that, did you? No, you didn't hear that. And when you're no longer useful to the Democratic Party, such as Cuomo, the Cuomo brothers, you're thrown under the bus. We don't need Andrew Cuomo anymore. He's not radical enough. We knew he was doing all this. Well, we knew it, covered it up. But now that we don't need him anymore, let's bring it out into the light and make us look like we are very, very concerned. And we police our own. Yeah, I see how that works. And for all of you people who are saying, oh, good, Chris Cuomo lost his job, wait till you see this replacement. Going to be a million times more radical. Chris Cuomo is inconvenient because they said, you know what? Now that we've kind of sidetracked the Republicans and we're silencing all the conservative voices, now we got to look in our own party and see who's too much in the middle or not far enough left, and they got to go next. See, it's always a process of elimination. They're coming for you eventually. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're a liberal, they're coming for you eventually because you won't be liberal enough. You're going to stand up one day because it's going to affect you and say, wait, this isn't right. I don't agree with what you're saying. And they're going to say, oh, no, you do agree. No, I really, oh, you agree or you're in trouble. So before you cast us all aside and say this is just some conspiracy theory, I want you to take a goddamn good look at the crime rate. I want you to take a good look at who they're letting out of prison. I want you to take a good look at who they're hailing as heroes and who they're hailing as villains, and you tell me this isn't purposely done. And if you support this in any way, shape, or form, there's something mentally wrong with you. Or you're a criminal. One of the two. Because that is the only people who would support these policies, period.